4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Demeter Net. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and that all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Again, roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and see if we got any echo link. Good evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, and he's in St. Andrews, Newfoundland. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KN4RJ, Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KQ4GIW, that's Mr. Bobby over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us this evening. Hope all y'all are doing well. Thanks for using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go over to Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Kilo Quebec 4. Sierra Zulu Kilo, this is Chris in Berea.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4SZK. That's Mr. Chris over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. We'll go to the alphabet, starting at the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group tonight, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Royal Shoals, and she'll also be short time. 73 to you, and all on the net.
For DOS. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings, and Lorena bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Michelle and Miss Lorena we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call K 4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Echo Zoo Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge to meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. Have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC. Warren, we're in Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight. 4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. In Kilo India 4 Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running the net, Gary. 73 is all. KI4GOD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4GOD. That's Mr. John down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. We'll move on up to now to India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar, and I am James, phone this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching the race tonight down at Darlington. So she's enjoying herself. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
You would check in WW4JEP, that's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. Matthew, or downtown Greenville tonight at the Floor Field Drive game.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good evening. 73.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew. He's over there in downtown Greenville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. Yeah, you be careful downtown Greenville. Have a good time. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. I tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, you're coming. Just pull it to you.
Eddie, W4NTQ. He's down there in Simpsonville. Got a good copy on you, Eddie. Hope you are doing well. Been missing you a little bit. You know, when you hadn't checked in a couple of times in the last week or so, but glad to hear you back on the air this evening. Good copy on you from down there in Simpsonville. Any others? Mike Drew Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in the metropolis of Ellenborough, and I'll stick around for a comment tonight.
Wes? Jerry, Joy, please check in 0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. That's November 0 Tango Romeo. I got sidetracked here. The CW started coming up. I should have shut it off, Gary. My apologies. And good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lane Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Doc.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris. He's over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Tango Romeo 2.
KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill over there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Good signal into the repeater from Cowpens, as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll move up to the patient group on a Saturday night, the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. In November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over in Traveler's Rest, or Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4VUT. That's Mr. Jamie over there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Put up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville on the HT. Just marked me negative and negative.
And I don't know what kind of HT that is, but you have got a good signal into the repeater from Asheville. KO4JKV, yes, Mr. Duncan, he's up there in Asheville. Do appreciate you being with us, and that HT is doing you a good job tonight. Don't know if you have an outside antenna or using a rubber duck, but it's still sounding good either way. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us there, Duncan. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Missing a whole bunch of folks this evening, but this Saturday night, the race is on, and there's a lot of things going on downtown Greenville and everywhere else, so This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First one up on the stump this evening on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, how was your day?
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Everybody. Well, it was a fine day. I made a promise to Donna to get something done today. She had ordered an electronic thing, one of those truck things, you know. And I got it, the thing was open. But I opened it, no problem there, not even sealed up. And nothing seemed to be missing. I plugged it in and it seemed to work just fine. It was a cooler. Well, maybe we're going into... We could have used it. We could have used it in the middle of the summer, perhaps. But anyway, that was a little surprising. And it is in place now, and it is... according to the manufacturer, it can either take over and you can turn your air conditioner off, or it will augment your air conditioner and keep your bill down. So anyway, time will tell whether this is I don't want to say what I'm thinking. Whether this is a loss leader, this is something I learned in retail, a loss leader. They sold it for cheap because maybe it don't work. KK4JBQ.
Not a good sign when you get a package delivered via the truck deliveries like that and it's already open. But you did the right thing. You went through it very carefully and made sure everything was there, and you plugged it up, made sure it operated correctly. And I'm glad that it does. And I understand your lost leader phrase there. You know, my mom worked in retail for a lot of years, and so I understand that pretty well. But I'm glad that it is working as advertised, and I hope it does what it says it will do. You know, augmenting your AC unit where it doesn't have to run so hard, and you know, maybe save you a dime or two in the process.
Dime or two would be welcome, I dare say. But it'll be eat up in 3 hours with inflation. Oh, you know, all we can do is chuckle. Find some humor somewhere to keep our disposition straightened out. Many things will come our way. Who knows how the winds will blow. And the best thing we can do is just keep our disposition and keep our grit, but don't show it. Oh, well, anyhow, it was a fine thing to get installed. Had me down on the floor moving some things around because of where it was most beneficial to install it. Anyhow, if I have anything spectacular to report, you may hear about it again. And if I don't, you'll never hear about it again.
You're talking about the inflation. Yeah, the inflation would eat that up in just a matter of minutes. But, you know, Larry, when you and I were younger, when we were growing up, we'd go around and pick up drink bottles on the side of the road and carry them back to the store and maybe get a couple of pennies for them or maybe a nickel or something like that. Well, we thought we were in high cotton. And now, you know, if we picked one up, we'd want a dollar for it because of inflation. But, yeah, that's not going to happen either. So, anyway, aluminum cans, of course, the price of aluminum fluctuates quite a bit. And so you might make some money picking up cans. You might not. So it might get eaten up with inflation as well. But I hope everything works out good for it, and we get another report on it a little bit later. I don't want you to not report on it whatsoever, but I understand your reasoning behind that as well.
Yeah, that just gives me a flashback. My mama used to say, if you got something good to say, spit it out. If you don't, shut your face. My mom, bless her sweetheart, she practically had to raise us. You know, Dad worked all the time. Thank you for reminding me. Mom was a sweet gal. She really was. You could tell when she was getting sentimental or teary-eyed, you know, her face would get red. And I don't know, maybe it's, you know, part of her complexion or something. I don't know, but her face would get red. And I knew then to just sit there, you know, and wait for it. I sure loved my mom. And it's helpful because it's in the back of your mind all the time, you know, how much you love your parents, how much you miss them when they're gone. And it eases it because it's always eating at you, you know, somewhere inside it's eating at you. So you remember them in a kind and loving way, and it puts a little salve on it, I guess I should say. Anyhow, what else? Okay, yes. Last night after the net, I was not terribly sleepy, so I turned on one of the TV streamers and I watched, maybe 20 minutes before I got overwhelmed with I Don't Care About This movie. It was set in 1994. This be 30 years ago. And I just got tired of looking at all the CRT TVs and the corded phones, you know, with the curly phone cord on it. And, there was cursing all the way through the thing, too, which just poked little holes, you know, however you might anticipate something, whether it be good or bad. You got this balloon inside, somewhere in your head, and it inflates. And you're going to spend the time necessary, perhaps, to give it a view. But then you have these things, like I mentioned, you have these things that poke at the balloon. Poke it, poke it, poke it. Finally, it just pops, and I had to dive out. I've never done that on a movie before. But it felt good. KK4JBQ.
Let me say that I miss my mom. You know, me and my mom were pretty close. Mother did not work for a lot of years when I was growing up. She stayed at home and raised the family and took care of everybody. And then when we got old enough, she went to work. And she enjoyed her time at work as well. But I said all that to say you and I were very fortunate to grow up with our mothers there all the time. You know, we'd get up and go to school and come home, and mom would be there. You know, dad come home, come in later maybe, you know, after he got off work. But dad's worked, and mom stayed at home, and they were not housewives; they were homemakers. They were not married to the house. They were married to our father's wives. So, you know, I miss that. When Joey and I, when Anthony came along, Joey stayed at home with him. And she was still at, you know, stayed at home when our youngest, Stephen, was born. And then when he was, oh, gosh, I don't know, maybe... I don't know, it seemed like he was about 12 years old, maybe, but when she went to work. Now, we did without some of the things that a lot of folks had, that we could have had both of us been working. But she and I both decided that it would be better for her to stay at home with the kids. So, you know, that made a whole lot more sense to us, and we enjoyed that immensely. And I understand what you're saying about, well, I don't stream movies. I don't, you know, have that. I have that capability, but I don't do it. And, I can turn on a movie and, oh, it seems like within the first 5 or 10 minutes, I know that if I'm going to enjoy the movie or if I just want to go watch something else. And that's normally what I do.
That makes sense. Of course. Yeah, today there are so many different, well, there's so many options that seem to be different to me. Not the usual thing, and streaming is one of them. When watching television, and for a long time we recorded for watching later, and that seemed to work out fine. Don and I turn on the television once a day, unless it's something unusual like last night. And it stays on for an hour, hour and a half maybe. We eat our meal during that time. Sort of that kind of information, or that kind of entertainment, yeah. But then the equipment that we were using became, how should I put it? It was obsoleted. Maybe that's not the right word. The company that supported it didn't support it anymore. And when it flaked out, it was gone. So we had to switch over to what a lot of people are doing these days is streaming stuff. And I haven't found too many things that are just an hour long or crying out loud, a half hour, you know. Maybe I'm just not looking in the right place. That could be it. But, you know, there's so many things to entertain yourself. But as I said, we were doing that to sort of fill the air with you know, somebody else talking. Because when I sit down to eat, I don't talk a lot. I should probably eat while listening to the net. Oh, dear. KK4 JDQ.
Two-meter net, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over in Greer. Well, Larry, you know, a lot of the electronics that we have, and, well, I've still got them here at the house, it was planned obsolescence. You know, they knew that they'd be obsolete here in a short period of time, but they sold a heck of a lot of them while they had them out there. You know, I've got VHS tapes. I've got a VHS tape player. I've got the cassette player. I've got an 8-track tape player here at the house. It still works. I've still got some 8-tracks to play on it. To tell you how obsolete those are. And then you got the your DVDs and your CDs and all that. And then it went to MP3 players and oh gosh, I don't know what they've got now. I can't keep up with all of that. But everything, you stream it over your phone now. Just tell your phone what you want to listen to. Plug them ear pods in and go from there. I just wonder what that's doing to people's hearing nowadays, Larry.
Going to the hearing. Well, I guess if you keep it at a nominal volume, it's. But if you're listening through earbuds or something like that, yeah. And I have had a pair of those earbud things, and you are tempted to blank out distracting room noises. And so that turns it up louder. And they caution on every... Well, even with headphones, there's always in the instructions caution. There's a paragraph or two cautioning you not to turn it up too loud. Yeah, well, I lost a good part of my high range of hearing. A lot of alarms go off, like on the dryer, on the range in the kitchen, it has. You can set an alarm, and of course the dryer will alarm when the clothes are dry. But I can't hear it. Donna hears it fine. But when I was a kid, I got into a few bands. We played in different places with big old amplifiers and big old speakers, tall as me. And then we'd stack another speaker on top of that, so we'd just really get the music out there to the crowd. And that just ruined my high range of hearing. I think, would that be the little short hairs? I think it's called a cochlea inside the eardrum, and they can be broken off. That's what loud noises or sustained loud sounds will do. And once they're broken off, they don't grow back. That's simple as that. But it isn't something so debilitating that I care to have hearing aids or something like that. And I don't know what some hearing aids, I mean, they're very smart these days. They'll take the sound in the range where you can't hear and actually present it to you in your range of hearing. So maybe you it's not as terribly high, and that's where my range is lost, terribly high. But it shifts it down, so you can hear it. Ah, well, the marvels of all things electronics. Yeah, I've had my run with electronics, too, especially to record sound and record video and stuff like that. Had the full range of VHF and VCRs and audio tape recorders and things like that. I ran a little repair shop for a while. I was never any good at it. I would go on one of those eBay type things and find one that wasn't working. But it used to work. It worked the last time I turned it on, but I just checked it before I placed this ad, and it's not working out. Well, I was encouraged by that, believe it or not. And I thought, okay, bring it in here for $30, and I'll see if I can make it work again and sell it for $80, That's the mind of an entrepreneur who's on the wrong track. K4JBQ.
Hey, let's don't get on no wrong tracks. We don't need to do that. We do that enough inadvertently than we understand what you're saying, Larry.
There was a time when I was unemployed for a time shortly after we moved here, and I thought a little extra income, a little to toss in the kitty was a good thing. It all worked out. You know, I didn't lose anything. I sold most of what I had that wasn't working for about the same price I gave for it. Because they sold it, you know, not working. Anyway, all that just became... And now, as you mentioned, nobody's using 8-tracks, or no one's using VCRs. Not really. Well, at least not the ones using tape. I suppose there are VCRs that record it on a spinning drive, on a hard drive. I guess some of those are still around, but they're leaving too. Oh my. The world is spinning faster and faster. One of these days we'll jump off, Foley, and we won't care much. Well, Gary, it's been nice talking to you. It always is. And maybe the next time we talk, I'll have something more interesting and topical, whatever. I never have much to say about the rig that I used to get in here. It's been working for years and years and years, but it's a Kenwood. I kind of developed a preference for Kenwood. I mean, for crying out loud, I liked everything, including the displays on the things. You look at a Yaesu, and the display is not just different information, but it's more difficult for me to see. Anyway, neither here nor there. I'm just glad it's still working. I've had it probably 12, 14 years, and it's still working. This is KK4JBQ. I'll send it back to you, Gary. You have yourself a good night. Say hi to Joy, and I hope everybody who wasn't here is enjoying whatever they're doing. 7-3, my friend.
Hey, Larry. Well, I've got a little bit of a mixture here. I've got Kenwoods and Yaesus and Icoms and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I've got the Kenwood radios, or gosh, I don't know. There's a couple of them my brother-in-law had back many years ago. I still got a couple of the Joey's daddy had, and I don't know how old those things are. They still work. You know, as long as you keep power to them, and change the little memory batteries out of when they die, they seem to, like old time X-Watch, they keep on ticking. But I've got some Yaesus and other stuff here that do the same thing. So, you know, it's a whole lot better than the homebrew stuff that my father-in-law and some of our elders used to have to deal with. But Larry, do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again sometime soon. You take care. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Got an EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all on the net, traffic, no rad to you, do say hello to Miss Joy.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer that Joy and I said hello, and I will relay your message in there to Joy. Y'all have a great evening and a wonderful weekend. Next up on the stump, well, before I go to the next on the stump, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In the net, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. And two questions, Gary. Can I have a signal report? And am I still the ugliest man on the planet?
KI4DOS. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
OS. Please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick over in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening.
Yes. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you enjoy your well, doing well, and having a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Chris, check in, KC4SKD, Larry, and also Rhonda, KG4AHS. Both of these lead, no traffic, and I'll be here for rag to you, Gary. Good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope you have a good weekend. And, Chad, you got a beautiful signal into the repeater. Don't hear anything but you when you're talking. Sound like you're in the room with me. And as long as I'm still alive, and I'm still alive right now, so I guess that you're still second in line.
I just want to make sure you still willing to admit it. Good evening, Gary. Thank you for calling the net, sir. I just got my Yazoo back, the lightning strike. I sent it off to them after the lightning strike. They fixed it, said it was under warranty, and sent it back for $41. So you first contact on it, and appreciate you. You have a good evening, sir. KO4NUE, I'm clear, Gary.
I'm glad you got it back and it's up and running. Glad they were able to fix that for you and it's sounding good. Again, tell Miss Anna we said hello and y'all have a beautiful weekend. Also, like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's down in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a good weekend. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And, Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Next up is KK4SMV. That's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenborough. Mr. Dale, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Thank you,
very much, Gary. This is KK4SMB. It's just been a day that I hadn't done just a tremendous amount. Done a little cleaning up grass and got some things done in my little ball garden, raised bed area, and picked a few peppers, a few things like that. Then wife and I went out for dinner tonight and had a good relaxing dinner and just enjoyed the day. But looking forward to seeing everybody next weekend at Shelby, hopefully, Lord willing. I'm going to be there and expect to see you there. I generally see you at all these ham fests, which is always a pleasure. But hope to see the rest of the crowd we hear in here on the net, because it's always good to be able to see people and spend a little time talking with them. So I'm looking forward to it, Gary.
Understand that completely. That's one of the main reasons I go to Ham Fest now. I don't really need anything. I may need some connectors or, you know, something small, but, you know, as far as radios and antenna tuners and, you name it, I've got most of it. Don't really need it, but I go just to visit my friends and folks I've talked to. Some you don't get to see but once a year when you go to a ham fest. Some you get to see a little more often than that. But, I enjoy meeting my friends and my family out there. That's more fun than anything else. And, I'm planning on being up there in Shelby. I hadn't decided if I'm going on Friday or Saturday yet. Do you know what day you're going?
I plan on being there both days. See, our club's got a table there in the Goforth building, and we do our annual fundraiser there at Shelby Ham Fest, so I'll be working that table a good bit of the time, but I'll get out and get around the ground somewhere and check the boneyard out. I got one item I'm going to be looking for this year, and that's it.
You are fortunate if you ain't got but one item you're looking for.
Yeah, but... You know, usually when I go there looking for one item, nobody will have one item. I've been thinking about taking about three or four items, see if I couldn't get rid of some of this stuff and help finance buying that one item. You know how that goes.
I know exactly what that is. And, matter of fact, I've got a little ham fest fun, I call it. If I sell something, I put that money back, and then when I go to a ham fest, and if I see something I just can't live without, I got enough money to purchase it, and I don't have to ask Mama about getting some money out of the bank. I just keep that in a separate fund, and I keep it away from her, so that's kind of my mad money, though.
Yeah, I call it horse trading money.
There you go. That's as my daddy used to say. He'd start out of the house, and my mom would look at him. She'd say, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to see a man about a dog." And you didn't know where he was going because he wouldn't say. So I guess horse trading or going to see somebody about a dog or whatever. Any reason's good enough.
Oh yeah. Back years ago, I used to coon hunt. My father-in-law did, too. And, you know, we was all the time going somewhere buying or selling, trading dogs and stuff. One time, I remember we took a whole dog box full of dogs off and sold them. And I told him, he said, "We didn't get much out of those dogs." I said, "No." I said, "But we sure did cut the beak bill on that money we got out of them. I buy a lot of dog food."
Have his say. Well, that is absolutely true, Dale. I drive a full-size pickup truck with an 8-foot bed. You know, it's a big old monster. Engine in it. It's got the 454 in it, and I've had a lot of people tell me, "Well, you need to get rid of that gas hog and buy you a new truck." And I said, "There's one thing about it." I said, "If I went out and bought a new truck, I'd have a car payment. I'd have a higher insurance payment. I'd have higher tax payments." And I said, "With this old truck, my taxes ain't nothing. It drinks a lot of gas, but with the money that I'm saving from not having a truck payment and higher taxes, I can buy a lot of gas."
Oh, I understand that 100%. Here a few years ago, my old Dodge transmission went out. Not to make nobody mad, but you know, everybody's got a pickup truck, carries a few tools with them. If you drive a Dodge, you got to carry a spare transmission with you. But I looked at the old truck, and I said, well, it's not worth rebuilding the transmission, because I wanted $1,800 to rebuild the transmission. And it needed a paint job and some body work, and was beat up with miles. Started looking for me another truck. Was planning on buying something with salvage title and just couldn't find nothing at the time. Well, I wound up, I bought a 2020 Ford Ranger, four-door, four-wheel drive. And Gary, that wound up being a pretty good investment for me, because I drove that thing to the beach last year and I got 26.1 miles to the gallon. It's got a 7,500-pound towing capacity. So that's all I need, really.
If you got that kind of fuel mileage, I wouldn't fuss about that either. But I tell people with my truck, it's a 96. I bought it. It was hanging on the back of a car carrier. And the guy just pulled into the dealership, and I pulled in behind him, and I told him, I want that truck right there if it's got this and this and this on it. And they came back and said, well, it's got everything you want. I said, I'll take it. And they said, well, we'll get it down and you can test drive it. I said, I don't need to test drive it. It's what I want. And they said, okay. But I don't know what the towing capacity is on the thing. It'll pull anything I want it to pull and then some. The problem is I worry about stopping it. You know, I don't worry about how much is back there if I can stop it. And so, that's the way I look at that. But I get 12 miles to a gallon, which is not real good. But, you know, like I said, with a big fuel tank like I've got, I can go quite a ways. And it doesn't matter if it's loaded, if it's pulling a trailer, if it's pulling an empty trailer, pulling a loaded trailer, you have the truck and the trailer loaded, it don't make any difference. I get 12 miles to a gallon.
I understand that. You know, I had a little old Mazda pickup one time, and that thing, I drove it down to Wilmington and back. I got 33 miles to a gallon on that thing, but now I can put a boat behind that thing and pull it to the lake, and that thing get 10 miles to the gallon. And I told somebody, I said, don't care what you drive, if you put a boat behind it, it gets 10 miles to the gallon.
I had a little old Toyota truck, and it went through two teenage boys. Both my sons learned to drive in that truck. Of course, it was pretty well beat to death by the time I got rid of it. But, with two teenagers driving it, and you don't know how they're driving once they get their license and they get out on their own. Of course, I knew how they were driving when I was in the truck with them. But that little old truck, I'm telling you, I kind of wish I still had it in a lot of ways. It got real good fuel mileage as far as going from point A to point B, you know, like going from here to Charleston or to Williamson or Myrtle Beach, anywhere. But it's just like you said, you put a boat behind it and it drops way down to 10, 12, 15 miles to a gallon. But it was a nice little old truck, and it made it.
Absolutely. And you're talking about don't know how they drive when you're not in there. Gary, all we got to do is think about how we drove when we was by ourselves and we was teenagers.
What's up, Dale?
Listen, kept my boys just a little bit on getting their first car. They pretty well had to buy it, and I helped them just a little, but I did find them and things, and didn't get them nothing real high performance or anything. Got them something that'd be economical. And Aaron, his was a little four-door sedan with five-speed transmission, a little old Kia. And when he was in college at NC State, he'd drive from there to Gardner Webb in 3 hours and 15 minutes. I know how he was treating that car.
He drove like I did. I ain't gonna get into how I drove. I drove way too fast, and it's a wonder I'm still here.
Oh, me too. That car made it through him 4 years of college and a year's co-op. I told my wife, I said, that's gotta be one of the toughest cars manufactured. So I got her little old Kia Soul several years ago. Back, I bought it 2013, because it was a 2012 model. It had 3,000 miles on it, been rear-ended, had a salvage title. And we still got that little old car.